We thought we'd begin this conversation with a fairy tale that we both use in our books and which we know is familiar to many of you. It is Hansel and Gretel. Hard by a great forest dwelt a poor woodcutter and his second wife and his two children. The boy was called Hansel and the girl Gretel. The poor woodcutter had very little to feed his family, and they often did not even have bread to eat. Now, when he thought this over by night in his bed and tossed about in his anxiety, he groaned and said to his wife, "What is to become of us? How are we to feed my poor children? We no longer have anything even for ourselves." "I'll tell you what," answered the woman. "Early tomorrow morning we will take the children out into the forest to where it is the thickest. There we will light a fire for them and give each of them one more piece of bread, and then we will go to our work and leave them alone." "Oh, no, wife," said the man, "I will not do that. How could I bear to leave my children alone in the forest? The wild animals would soon come and tear them to pieces." "Oh, you fool," she said, "then we must all four die of hunger and starvation, and you may as well plane the planks for our coffins." And she left him no peace until he consented to her plan. "But I feel so sorry for the poor children all the same," thought the man. The two children also had not been able to sleep because of their hunger and heard what their stepmother had said to their father. Gretel wept bitter tears and said to Hansel, "Now all is over with us." "Be quiet, Gretel," said Hansel. "Do not distress yourself. I will soon find a way to help us." And then when the old folks had fallen asleep, he got up, put on his little coat, opened the door below, and crept outside. The moon shone brightly, and the white pebbles which lay in the front of the house glittered like real silver pennies. Hansel stopped, stooped, and stuffed the little pocket of his coat with as many of the pebbles as he could get in. Then he went back and said to Gretel, "Be comforted, dear little sister, and sleep in peace. God will not forsake us," and he lay down in his bed. When day dawned, but before the sun had risen, the woman came and awoke the two children, saying, "Get up, you sluggards. We are going into the forest to fetch wood." She gave each child a little piece of bread and said, "There is something for your dinner, but do not eat it up before then, for you will get nothing else all day." Gretel took the bread under her apron as Hansel had the pebbles in his pocket. Then they all set out together on the way to the forest. When they had walked a short time, Hansel stood still and peeped back at the house, and he did so again and again. His father said, "Hansel, what are you looking at and staying so far behind us? Pay attention and do not forget how to use your legs." "Ah, father," said Hansel, "I am looking at my little white cat, which is sitting up on the roof. She wants to say goodbye to me." The wife said, "Fool, that is not your little cat. That is the morning sun which is shining on the chimneys." Hansel, however, had not been looking back at the cat, but had been constantly throwing one of the little white pebbles out of his pocket and onto the road. When they reached the middle of the forest, the father said, "Now, children, pile up some wood, and I will light a fire that you may not be cold while we are gone." Hansel and Gretel gathered brushwood together as high as a little hill. The brushwood was lighted, and when the flames were burning very high, the stepmother said, "Children, lay yourselves down by the fire and rest. Your father and I will go into the forest and work, cutting some wood. When he had finished, we will come back and fetch you away." Hansel and Gretel sat by the fire, and when noon came, each ate a little tiny piece of bread as they heard the strokes of the wood axe. They believed their father was near. However, it was not the axe, but a branch, which the father had fastened to a withered tree, which the wind was blowing backwards and forwards. And as they had been sitting such a long time, their eyes closed with fatigue, and they fell fast asleep. When at last they awoke, it was already dark. Gretel began to cry and said, "How are we to get out of the forest now?" But Hansel comforted her and said, "Wait just a little until the moon has risen, and then we will soon find the way." And when the full moon had risen, Hansel took his little sister by the hand and followed the pebbles. They shone like newly coined silver pieces and showed them the way home. They walked the whole night long, and by break of day came once more to their father's house. They knocked at the door, and when the stepmother opened it and saw the children, she said, "You naughty children, why have you slept so long in the forest? We thought you would never come back at all." The father, however, rejoiced, for it had cut him to the heart to leave them both behind. But the stepmother still felt there was not enough food to feed four people, and told her husband, "These children must go." She said, "We will take them further into the woods, so they will not find their way out again. There is no other means of saving ourselves." The man's heart was heavy, and he thought it would be better for you to share the last mouthful with your children and die. The woman, however, would listen to nothing that he had to say, but scolded and reproached him. The children, however, were still awake and heard the conversation. When the old folks were asleep, Hansel again got up and wanted to go out and pick up pebbles as he had done before. But the stepmother had locked the door, and Hansel could not get out. Nevertheless, he looked at his little sister and said, "Do not cry, Gretel, but go to sleep quietly. I will figure this out." Early in the morning came the stepmother and took the children out of their beds. Their piece of bread was given to them, but it was still smaller than the time before. On the way to the forest, Hansel crumpled his bread in his pocket and often stood still and threw a morsel on the ground. Little by little, Hansel threw all the crumbs on the path. The stepmother led the children still deeper into the forest, where they had never in their lives been before. Then a great fire was once again made, and the woman said, "Just sit there, you children, and when you are tired, you may sleep a little. Your father and I are going to the forest to cut wood, and in the evening when we are done, we will come and fetch you away." When it was noon, Gretel shared her piece of bread with Hansel, who had scattered his by the wayside. When they fell asleep, an evening passed, but no one came to get the poor children. They did not awake until it was dark night, and Hansel comforted his little sister and said, "Just wait, Gretel, until the moon rises, and then we shall see the crumbs of bread which I have strewn about. They will show us our path home again." However, when the moon came and they set out, they found no crumbs, for the many thousands of birds which fly about in the woods and fields had picked them all up. They were hungry too. Hansel said to Gretel, "We shall soon find the way," but they could not find it. They walked the whole night and all the next day too, from morning till evening, but they did not get out of the forest, and they were very, very hungry, for they had nothing to eat but two or three berries which grew upon the ground. Soon they were so weary that their legs would carry them no further. They lay down beneath a tree and fell asleep. It was now 3 mornings since they had left their father's house. They began to walk again, but they always came deeper into the forest, and if help did not come soon, they would die of hunger and weariness. When it was midday, they saw a beautiful snow-white bird sitting on a bough, which sang so delightfully that they stood still and listened to the gorgeous sound of its singing. When its song was over, it spread its wings and flew away before them, and they followed the bird until they reached a little house. On the roof of the house, the bird had alighted. And when they approached this tiny house, they saw it was built of bread and covered with cakes. The windows were of clear sugar. "We will set to work on that," said Hansel, "and have a good meal. I will eat a bit of the roof, and you, Gretel, can eat some of the window. It will taste so sweet." Hansel reached up above and broke off a little of the roof to try how it tasted, and Gretel leaned against the window and nibbled some of the panes. Then a soft voice cried from the parlor, "Nibble, nibble, gnaw, who is nibbling at my little house?" The children answered, the wind, the heaven-born wind," and went on eating without disturbing themselves, for they were so hungry. Hansel, who liked the taste of the roof, tore down a great piece of it, and Gretel pushed out the whole of one round window pane, sat down, and was enjoying herself thoroughly. Suddenly, the door opened, and a woman as old as the hills, who supported herself on crutches, came creeping out. Hansel and Gretel were so terribly frightened that they let fall what they had in their hands. The old woman, however, nodded her head and said, "Oh, you dear children, who has brought you here? Do come in and stay with me. No harm shall happen to you." She took them both by the hand and led them into her little house. Then good food was set before them, milk and pancakes with sugar, apples and nuts. Afterwards, two pretty little beds were covered with clean white linen, and Hansel and Gretel lay down upon them and thought they were in heaven. But the old woman had only pretended to be so kind. She was in reality a wicked witch who lay in wait for children and had only built the little house of bread in order to entice these children to her. When a child fell into her power, she killed, cooked, and ate the child, and that was a feast day with her. Witches have red eyes and cannot see far, but they have a keen scent for the beasts and are aware when human beings draw near. When Hansel and Gretel came into her neighborhood, she laughed from malice and said mockingly, "I have them. They shall not escape me." Early in the morning, before the children were awake, she was already up, and when she saw both of them sleeping and looking so pretty with their plump and rosy cheeks, she muttered to herself, That will be a dainty mouthful. Then she seized Hansel with her shriveled hand, carried him into a little stable, and locked him in behind a big gray door. Scream as he might, it would not help him. Then she went to Gretel, shook her awake, and said, "Get up, you lazy thing, and fetch some water." Gretel began to weep bitterly, but it was all in vain, for she was forced to do what the wicked witch commanded. And now the best food was cooked for poor Hansel, but Gretel got nothing but crab shells. Every morning the woman crept to the little stable and cried, "Hansel, stretch out your finger that I may feel if you would soon be fat." The second day Gretel gave Hansel a chicken bone that he could use that instead of his finger. So Hansel stretched out a little bone to her. The old woman, who had dim eyes, could not see it and thought it was Hansel's finger and was astonished there was no way of fattening him up. Within 4 weeks, Hansel still remained thin, and the witch was seized with impatience and would not wait any longer. "Now then, Gretel," she cried to the girl, "stir yourself and bring some water. Let Hansel be fat or lean, skinny or chubby. Tomorrow I will kill him and cook him." Ah, how the little sister did lament when she had to fetch the water, and how her tears did flow down her cheeks. "Dear God, do help us," she cried. "If the wild beasts in the forest had but devoured us, we would at least have died together." "Just keep your noise to yourself," said the old woman. "It won't help you at all." Early in the morning, Gretel had to go out and hang up the cauldron and the water and light the fire. "We will bake first," said the old woman. "I have already heated the oven and kneaded the dough." She pushed poor Gretel out to the oven, from which flames of fire were already darting. "Creep in," said the witch, "and see if it's properly heated so we can put the bread in." And once Gretel was inside, the witch intended to shut the oven and let her bake in it, and then she would have to eat her too. But Gretel saw what she had in mind and said, "I do not know how I am going to do it. How do I get in?" "Silly goose," said the old woman, "the door is big enough. Just look, I can get in myself." And she crept up and thrust her head into the oven. Then Gretel quickly gave her a push that drove her far into it and shut the iron door, then fastened the bolt. The witch began to howl quite horribly, but Gretel ran away and the witch was miserably burned to death. Then Gretel ran like lightning to Hansel, opened his little stable and cried, "Hansel, we are saved. The old witch is dead." Then Hansel sprang like a bird from its cage, and when the door was opened, they both rejoiced and embraced each other, and danced about and kissed each other. And as they no longer had any need to fear her, they went into the witch's house, and in every corner there stood chests full of pearls and jewels. "These are far better than pebbles," said Hansel, and thrust into his pockets whatever could be got in. Gretel said, "I too will take some home with me," and filled her pinafore full of the jewelry. "Now we must be off," said Hansel, "and we may get out of this witch's forest." They walked and walked and crossed a great body of water, and at some point the forest seemed to be more and more familiar to them. At length they saw from afar their father's house. They began to run and rushed into the parlor and threw themselves around their father's neck. The man had not known one happy hour since he had left the children in the forest. The woman, however, was dead. Gretel emptied her pinafore until pearls and precious stones ran about the room, and Hansel threw one handful after another out of his pocket to add to them. Then all anxiety was at an end, and they lived together in perfect happiness.